Iyo minan. Why is he any better than me? I'm a person, he's a person. Why should he be the God? The in the Kamri eye, I told him, yes, I'm laughing and I'm making a joke out of him. But, so that's Rabbi Yehuda Svaro. So the person says to worship him, then when they say yes, that means nothing. But when they say to worship an Avodah Zarah, it doesn't make any sense, but to an idol, that they would worship. So if they worship the idol, they say they will, for that the Chayiv Misa. So we're back a spirit to the Mishnah then. If both these Tanoim hold that with an Amir alone, just saying you will worship, you Chayiv Misa, so why does our Mishnah only say, Ho'oivet, if you worship the Avodah Zarah? Mashmah, there's no way to be Chayiv with the Amir alone. So Mora says, I'll tell you, Umas Nisa, the terror to the Mishnah is, Kan biyochid hanisays, kan berabim hanisosim. Depends how many people they're talking into, telling them, come and worship the Avodah Zarah, and then they answer back and says, yes, we will go. Yochid, the Mishnah lady is talking about, we're talking it into one person, and he says, yes, I will go to worship. So therefore, yochid le mimlech, v'toyi basrei, a yochid will not change his mind, and he'll listen. Therefore, if there's a nasis, if somebody's talking this one person to worship the Avodah Zarah, and he agrees and says, yes, I will go and worship, then he really means it, and he's going to do it, and he's Chayiv Misa right now for that. But Rabin, if you're talking a few people in to do it together, then we say the Svar is Mimlechei V'loi Toye Basrei. So our Mishnah is talking about we have a few people together, they're only Chayiv if Ovdu, if they worship the Avodah Zarah. But just to say they will go, there we say most probably they won't end up doing it, they'll change their minds between themselves. Yeah.
No. Which we say
right. Omer Rabbi Yosef, how do I know this? That there's a difference between a rabbi and a yochid. How do I know this? Mino aminulo. It says like this. The pasuk says, loy soive loy for loy sishma elov. If a mesis, if somebody comes to talk you into worshipping Avodah Zarah, the pasuk says, do not want to go after him, and do not listen to him. But so mashmah over. But if you want to listen to him, for shom and you do listen to him, chayiv for this alone, you chayiv. So this is the raya that with a deeper alone, just saying that you agree to the mesis and you say yes, I will listen to you, I will go and do the I will worship the Avodah Zarah, for that alone is chayiv. Eisvei, I have a question like this. So Eisvei Abaye is the question. It says, no, Eisvei Abaye, mi shoni. Is there any difference? Then Nisas the Rabbim or Nisas Yochid, like so far we want to make a difference, that if you're talking your Rabbim into doing it, they're only Chayiv when they do the Avodah, when they worship. But a Yochid, he's Chayiv as soon as he says, yes, I'll listen to you. I've Watani, we learn like this, the Pasuk says, Ki Yesischo Ochicho Benimecha. This is a Mesis. When your brother, the son of your mother, will come and talk you into Benimecha, Echad, yeah, that will come and talk you into come and worship an Avodah Zarah. So it's Mashme Echad Yochid Hanisis, whether he's talking one person into coming to worship the Avodah Zarah, the Yechad Rabbim Hanisosim, or whether he's talking a lot of people, a Rabbim, to come and worship the Avodah Zarah. The Yehoitse Yakosiv Yochid Mechlau Rabbim, the Rabbim Mechlau Yochid. So this Pash of Mesis, Pash is talking about both. Whether one person is talking one person into worshipping, or whether one person is talking 100 people into worshipping the Avodah Zarah. Still we know there's a difference. Still we know there's a difference whether a Yochid worships the Avodah Zarah, or whether the Ir Hani Dachas, whether the whole city worships the Avodah Zarah. Yochid Mechlau Rabim Lahach Meragufoi. That if a Yochid worships the Avodah Zarah, he's Chayif Chila, a more Chomedic Misa than just a Saif, that Ir Hani Dachas is Chayif. But still we do not have to destroy his money. If a Yochid worships Avodah Zarah, he's Chayiv Skila, that's all. His money goes to his Yoshim. Now Rabbim, if the whole city or robe of the city worships the Avodah Zarah, then the Loch is the Mechla Yochid, they're different than a Misa of a Yochid. Then when we come to kill the city, we only kill them with a Sayyid. And the Pasuk says, we kill them with a saif. But the Torah was machmer over there with their money. That we know we have to destroy the whole city. It says the Sarafta Beish, you have to burn the whole city in fire. So it's mashma only. This is the only difference between if you talk a rabbim into or you talk a yochid into it. Avo b'chol mili, any yod halacha, ki adod enino.
It should be the exact same way. So how could you tell me now, a teretz in our two mishnahs, that when you're talking the rabbim into worshipping, they're only chayv if they actually worship the avodah zarah. But when you're talking the yochid into worshipping, then he's chayv as soon as he says, yes, I'll listen to you. So it's not mashma, there's such a difference.
So therefore, so psuk was mashma, it's one halacha, no matter how many people you're talking into. So the only difference is, these halachas of misa and mammon. Therefore the Gemara says, Elo Amar Abaya, Abaya says the teretz like this. The theory in our Mishnah, that our Mishnah says, Oyved, if you worship, and the Mishnah later says, if you say you will worship, Kan benisais mi piyatsmoi, Kan benisais mi piyacherim. Depends how many people are talking you into worshipping. Or Kan, no, Kan benisais mi piyatsmoi means you talk yourself into it. The piyatsmoi Rashi says, Shein nachem esisai. Nobody else is talking you into it. You just decided yourself to worship Avodah the Zorah. And Kan benisais mi piyacherim. What does that mean? If you just started now and said to yourself, like, or you spoke out, I'm going to worship Avodah the Zorah, but nobody is there telling you to do it, so then that's our Mishnah, that Mimlach, you'll probably change your mind. So therefore, in such a case where nobody's talking you into it, just you're waking up yourself the first time to do it, that's our Mishnah, that only if Oyveh, if you actually worship him, then you chayiv Misa. But before you worship, we're always saying, you do not really mean it. It's not really called Vorm Shablev yet. You don't really mean it. You're just speaking it out. But for sure you change your mind.
But if there are other people there talking you into it, then we say you listen to them, and for sure you go and do it.
So therefore you say you'll do it, there you chayiv. Mipiachirim, goro basrayu, you're going to go after them, and you'll for sure listen to them. So therefore there, when you say you will worship, that's called Vorm Shablev, you really mean it, for that you chayiv Misa. Omer Abaya, Abaya says, Minua Minula, how do I know this? Omer Abaya, Abaya says, Minua Minula, how do I know this? Such a difference. Yeah. The Yechzir, the Pasuk says, Loi Soif, Eloi, you should not want to go after him, Veloi Sishma Elov, and do not listen to him. Ho'ovo Vishoma Chayiv, Mashma, though, that if you want to and you listen to him, for that alone you Chayiv. So mashma that just saying that you will and you're going to listen to him, for that you chayif. Rava Marava says like this: Idi v'yidi benisis v'piacherim. No, both mishnas could be talking about where somebody is there talking you into coming to worship the Avodah Zarah. So then, why does our mishnah say only when you worship him? For ha di yomalei kach oicheles. Kach shoyse, kach metiva. The next Mishnah is talking about where the Mesis is telling you how strong the Avodah Zorah is. He has to give you praises about the Avodah Zorah. Then he's really going to talk you into it, then you listen to him. So the next Mishnah is talking about where the Mesis tells you, listen, since Avodah Zorah can eat 100 pounds of meat a day, kach echeles, kach shoyse, you can eat drink a jug of wine, kach metiva, it's such a nice person, kach Maria could do such bad. Hodele yomalei. In our Mishnah, though, he did not say it. So if he did not say like this, therefore, it's not a real Mesis. So then you're only Chayv if you actually do the Avodah. If you actually are Oyved Avodah Zorah. But before that, you're Potter. Hoda lo yomalei kach echeles kach shoyse. Omar Rav, Rav has said, Minua minula, how do I know this Svarah? To say there's a difference whether the Mesis is praising the Avodah Zorah or not. To say the Pasuk says like this, you have to watch out of ki yisischo chicha benimecho. So it says the end of the pasuk, me'eloi hei ha'amim, from the getshkes, from the gods of the nations, asher shviv aseichem, that are around you, ha'kroivim alecha. And then it says, or ha'chaikim. So the question is, mali kroivim, mali rechaikim. What's the difference if the gods are close or away? What's the difference? They're telling you now to worship Avodah Zorah. What should be the difference? This is what the apostle means to say, that metivusan shall crave him atolomed matibusan shall rechaik him. In other words, the Mesis knows that really it's a joke, that he knows that the idol can't do anything. So if he's not going to tell the people, come and worship the way the idols are here, people say, this idol is a dopey, he's a dummy, he can't do anything, this idol. I'm not going to worship him. So what they're going to have to tell you is that the ones that are far away, that I want to come and worship, they're not like the ones over here. The ones over here can't eat, they're dummies. But the one I want to take you to, he's a big, strong fellow, he could eat and he could do. That's what the Pasuk means. So you see, clearly the Pasuk is talking about that the Maester comes and praises his God that he wants you to worship.
How does he do it? By saying that they're not like the ones that are carved to you close by. They're dummies. But I'm taking it to somebody that's great, so that's called a real Mesis. So that's the difference. If he comes and tells you that this one is great, then you're chayiv. Then it's a real Kabbalah. But now Mishnah, where he did not praise him, then we say, most probably you change your mind, and then you only chayiv when you actually oivet the Avodah Zarah.
Looks like my lad the Yomla, the Mitzvah said, he praises them by saying, Kach Achelas, Kach Shesa, Kach Mativa, he's so great, he does good, Kach Mrik, or else he could do bad. Shema Min, there's the proof. That was his proof to say that Yoni Chayev, when he praises the Avodah Zarah.
Right.
That was Rav's Terence. Ravashi, Yom Ravashi is like this, Seifa, Be Yisrael Mumma. I say the Sefer is talking about a Yisrael Mumma. That's where when he says he'll do it, he'll listen. And the Rashi is talking about a regular Yisrael. A regular Yisrael, when he says he'll do it, he doesn't mean it. But a Yisrael Mumma, when he says he'll do it, there he means it. Ravina says, Loi Zu Avzu Katonia. I'll tell you now, it means both. They're both true. The first Mishnah just says, if you worship, for that Yichayev. The second Mishnah says, not only if you worship, even if you say you go. So really, both are true. And that's the derech how Mishnah sometimes say. It says one chiddush first, and then later it says a second chiddush. But not that it's a stira, they both agree.
Yeah.
Now, here's the famous Machlokes. Itmar we learned like this. Ho'eved avoides kechovin meyavo meyira.
Let's say you worship now an idol because you're afraid of somebody. Someone comes and says, like, if you don't worship, I'll shoot you. So you're afraid of a person, that's why now you're worshipping the avoides zoro. Or else meyava, because you love somebody. That's the way you want to worship the Avodah Zarah. Is that called an Avodah or not? Is that called an Avodah Zarah or not?
Rashi says, meyava meyira. Meyava sodom, you love somebody. Or meyira sodom, you're afraid of somebody. You're not accepting upon yourself now this idol to be the real God, but you're worshipping him because you're afraid of somebody. Someone's telling you to do it. Or else because you love your friend and your friend told you to do it, so you're listening to your friend. Not because you really believe that he's the God, but just because you love your friend so much and he told you to bow down to him, so now you are really bowing down to him. Like, you're not like forced, you are really doing it. You really mean now to bow down to him. Just you do not mean to accept upon yourself him to be the Elohus, that he's the God, just you're bowing down to him. Is that a Maisa Avodah Zarah Yechayev Misa for that or not? So it's a Machlokes. Abaye wa mechayiv, Abaye says yes, for this alone yechayiv. Rashi says, b'meiz, if you're doing b'meiz of asro, b'misi yechayiv misa for this. Rava says no potter, Rav holds your potter, that's halacha. Abaye wa mechayiv, Abaye says chayiv, do polcha, listen, you bow down, you worship the Avodah Zarah, that's a maisa aveira, yechayiv misa for that. Nobody forced you to do it, you did it on your own, so yechayiv misa. Rava ma no potter. Why? Because the cloud, the pshat from Avodah Zarah is, I kibla la'ibelaho in. If you accept him to be your God, that's called worshipping in Avodah Zarah. Eloi loi, but here that you do not accept him to be your God, you're only doing it machmas avo, machmas yira, that's not called the chet of Avodah Zarah. Could be it's a lav, you know, you're not supposed to do that, it's a lav, but you won't be chayiv misa for that. So let's see the cases now. Martis, v'yom rabbi, Abaye says like this. Mino amin Allah, how do I know to say what I'm saying that Yechayev Misa? Tetznan, we learn like this. Ho'ayved avodis kechovim, echad ho'ayved. Says now Mishnah, if you worship Avodah Zarah, echad ho'ayved. Where do you worship? So now, what does it start off saying, any way you worship? And then it says different ways of Zaveach, if you shecht. What's the first lashon of echad ho'ayved, somebody that worships? So he thought to say, my love, doesn't the Mishnah mean to say, Echor Oived Miyavo Miyira? Starts off the Mishnah means that somebody worships them just because of love or because of fear, for that also the Chayiv Misa. So you see the Mishnah says the Chayiv Misa. Rabbam, like Rabbah says no, because the Mataras Rabbi Yimiyo, like Rabbi Yimiyo answered before already, that the Resha Klal is, if you worship any Avodah Zarah Kedarkoi, the way the Goyim worship it, for that Yechayiv Misa. Then the Mishnah says, but there are certain Avodahs, even Shaloi Kedarkoi, that also Yechayiv Misa. But it's only talking about if you accept upon yourself him to be the Avodah, to be the God, and not Meyavah Meyira. So you have no proof, Abaye. So good, Abaye accepted it. Omer Abaye, Abaye said further, Mino, how do I know this? the Tanya learned like this. The Pasuk says, Lo Shishtachav Elohim. So we darshin Lohem Iyatu Mishtachav. You can't bow down to them. Avalatu Mishtachav Eli Odom Kemoisra. But you're allowed to bow down to a person like them. To stand like a statue there of a person, stand to a person, you're allowed to bow down. Stand the king says to bow down to him, you're allowed to. Yochel, I would have thought to say, Yochel afilu nevot kohaman, even like Haman, that when he told them to bow down to him, he meant to worship like he should be an avodah zarah. The Rashi says, nevot kohaman, she'osa atzmo yavodah kechavim. Haman made himself to be like a god. K'diyama b'migilah, dilaf hochel hevi Mordechai misgaraboy. If it wasn't for that, Mordechai wouldn't have been so angry. V'yikureyo mishtachavaloy, then Mordechai would have bowed down. But according to this man, the reason why Mordechai did not bow down is because Haman made himself into an avodah zarah. So therefore, it was also to bow down to him. So I would have thought this even if he's like Haman. So Tam Levin, the pasuk says, "V'loy sovdim," that you're not allowed to. V'loy sovdim. Rashi, "V'loy sovdim yiseru." It means if he makes himself into an avodah zarah, then you can't bow down even to a person. Now, v'Haman by Haman meyir hevi. He was only machmas yira. People only bow down to him because they had a fear of the king. Could have said like it says, the king told them. That's when the people would bow down to Haman over there, it wasn't that they accepted upon themselves him to be the god. They only did it machmas yira. And still was saying that's part of the chet of avodah zarah. They not want to do this. Heve. Yeah. And still it's also. So Abaya brings a proof that a proof even Mayava Meir it's also. For Rava says no. What the Brisa means is Kahoman Veloy Kamin, somebody like Kamin but not exactly like him. Kahoman Diya Gufe Avodas Kechavim. When is it also if the person makes himself into an Avodah Zarah? Then you cannot bow down to him. But for Loi Kamin, it's not exactly the case of Haman. Dielu Haman, because by Haman himself over there that the people bow down to him, it was only Meira. So, could be there, it was Mutter to bow down to them, bow down to him. But the Yach over here that was saying you're over the love of Avodah Zarah, love Meira. Not if you bow down to him because of fear, but if you bow down to him because you're accepting him to be the Avodah Zarah, for that you chayiv Misa. So again, you have no proof to Abaye. Yom Rabbi's Abaye goes further. Minu, how do I know my Yisrael that even Meyav and Meyura you are chayiv? Titanya, we learn like this. Koyin Mashiach. Koyin Mashiach, that's the Koyin Godol. The Avodah Kechavim. If he ever had a chet of Avodah Kechavim, so he has to bring a special korban. So what kind of korban does he bring? That's the korban Avodah Kechavim. Yes, so it's like this. Rebbe says, the Shigagas Meisa. He's chayiv with the Shigagas Meisa if he did an action, b'shoigig. Even there was no helim dover, like Rashi says, afilu lenelim imenu is Avodah Kechavim. Even in the case where he did not forget any halachas. It was just the shigas maisa. The action was done b'shegeg. For that alone, it's chayav a korban. V'chomer and the chomer say no. Tehelim dover. There has to be that he made a mistake of some type of halacha. Something had been missing. He must have forgotten something. Then we say it's called a shegeg is chayav. But if he did not forget anything, he can't find a case that it's chayav a korban. V'shoven, they both agree. Shebesira ki yochid. When he ever has to bring a korban soyer, that's the same halacha like a yochid. Like the way a regular person, Rashi is v'soyer v'shavin shabesira ki yochid v'afil l'rabbonad l'mishavi l'kishar yochid. Even if you're the kohen gadol is not like a regular person, linyan l'schaye b'loy helam davar, where it did not forget the halacha, but maidim and they both agree where shein karbonoi ba'avodas kechavim cholok mishar yochid. That ba'avodas zara they both bring the same type of a korban. Shemevi yasira they bring a soyer. Right, so the Gemara says, V'shavim, they also both agree, Shein mevi noshim toli. They don't bring noshim toli. Now, what's the case talking about over here that we said, the Shigagas Maisa, where he did an action, he forgot what, it was a mistake, what he did, but there was no Helam Dover, he did not forget any halachas. So, hi Shigagas Maisa, the Avodas Kechavim, Hechidami, where's the case that he forgot, he did an action, but not the halachas? If he thought that this house is a shul and Vishtachav and he went in and he bowed down, so you want to say that's called the Shigagas Maisa. Really it was a church and he went in and then he bowed down, so he made a mistake.
but he didn't forget any halachas, like he knows all the halachas, he knows a shul you're allowed to, and a church you're not allowed to. Just he thought this was a shul. So the Gemara so, Harei Libul HaShemayim, so he doesn't have to be a korban for that. That's not even called the chet. When he bowed down to Hashem, not to the Avodah Zarah. So for that pshita, he's not chayav a korban, it's not called the chet. Elo, what has to be what the case is? To Chozi Adantara, he saw here a statue of somebody. Vishtachvaloi, and he bowed down to him. That's the case. So good, he saw a statue of the king, and he bowed down to the king. So it depends. So again, what happened here? If he accepted this statue to be like a god, and he's bound down to it right now, if so, Mezidu, he's not a shaykh, he knows what he's doing, he knows there's a statue here, he's bowing down to the statue, so for that he should be chayiv misa. Why is it only a shaykh? That can't be a shigas misa. If he did not accept him to be the Avodah Zarah, so again, like Klumu,